Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look inside The Juice. That's the daily educational app students are using.
Right, we're pulling out some key stories they're encountering.
Exactly, giving you parents and teachers a quick snapshot and maybe some talking points.
Let's jump in.
Okay, first, this story about Wellington. A pig.
Oh, yeah, the one found in Maryland. Not just any pig, though.
No, definitely not. This pig, Wellington, was like leash-trained, house-trained, preferred AC.
Mm. Rolled over for belly rubs, too, apparently. Like a dog.
Totally. And after a, well, not so great time at a rescue farm.
It wasn't the right fit, sounds like.
Right. He found this amazing home in Pennsylvania. His own room, twinkling lights, even a kiddie pool.
It's a great story, and it kind of makes you think, doesn't it, about how even animals have really distinct personalities.
Yeah, and preferences, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it touches on that idea of finding a place where you, or even an animal, truly belongs. Where you fit.
That's a good point for discussion.
Speaking of perspectives, we also have a quote today. It's from Paulo Coelho.
Ah, the alchemist author, Brazilian writer, right?
That's him. And his message is really about learning. He says, you're always learning. The problem is sometimes you stop and think you understand the world.
This is not correct. The world is always moving.
Yeah. His work often has that kind of spiritual, philosophical feel, encouraging people to chase their dreams.
So that quote, it's really about lifelong learning, isn't it? Staying curious.
Exactly. And understanding that things are always changing, so our understanding has to adapt, too. You can't just stop.
Definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
Okay, changing gears a bit, but still on achievement. Sue Bird.
The WNBA legend.
Yes. Huge news for her and for women's sports. She's the first WNBA player to get an 8-foot bronze statue in Seattle.
Wow. That's significant. Depicting her layup, I read.
Yeah, her signature move. First and last point scored with it, apparently.
That's cool. And she said she hopes she's the first, but not the last.
Which is a great sentiment. Her career is just, well, incredible. 4 WNBA titles, Olympics.
5 Olympic golds, plus NCAA titles. All-time leader in assists and games.
It really speaks to what makes a legacy, you know? Talent, sure, but also that perseverance.
Absolutely. And it's a great example of breaking barriers.
Okay, from sports to, well, engineering on a massive scale.
Yeah.
Kiruna, Sweden.
Ah, the moving town. It's pretty wild.
Isn't it? An entire town, 23,000 people being relocated because of the iron mine underneath.
Yeah, it's crumbling, basically.
Yeah.
So they have to move, and it's a huge multi-decade project, moving historic buildings, too.
Including a church. A 672-ton wooden church. They moved it 3 miles over 2 days.
Imagine organizing that. It really highlights that tension, right? Between economic needs like the mine and preserving history, keeping people safe.
For sure. It's a massive undertaking. That mining company is footing most of the $1.8 billion bill, too. So it's to be done by 2035.
A long-term project.
Definitely. Next, shifting to politics. There's a report students are seeing about former President Trump.
Right. Regarding voting procedures?
Yes. He's pledged to sign an executive order about mail-in ballots and electronic voting machines for the 2026 midterms, citing fraud claims.
Okay, but it's important to add the context here. Political experts point out the president doesn't actually have the power to change voting laws like that on his own.
Right, that's Congress's job, according to the Constitution.
Exactly. So any order like that would face, well, pretty immediate and significant legal fights, especially since similar fraud claims from 2020 were dismissed by courts.
It's a really good illustration of the separation of powers in the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. And how laws are made. It also brings up the point about, you know, looking for evidence when we hear political claims.
Definitely. Okay, finally, something a bit lighter, perhaps. Language.
Yes. The Cambridge Dictionary. It's the world's largest online English dictionary, and they've just added, like, 6,000 new words.
Wow, 6,000. And a lot from social media.
Yeah, directly from places like YouTube and social platforms. Words like skibidi?
I think I've heard that one. Viral meme, right?
Yep. And delulu, which is sort of a play on delusional.
Okay.
And even tradwife, short for traditional wife, which reflects a whole online trend, kind of controversial.
It's amazing how quickly internet culture changes. Well, actual English.
It really is. It shows how language evolves, how new words pop up reflecting cultural shifts.
So discussing how words emerge and what they say about us now, that could be interesting.
Definitely. How social media impacts how we talk every day.
So that's a quick run-through, some things students are diving into with the juice.
Quite a mix. From pigs with personality to moving towns and evolving language.
Yeah, a lot going on. We hope this gives you, parents and teachers, a useful starting point for some conversations.
Building on what they're already learning.
Exactly. So maybe a final thought to leave you with, thinking about that Coelho quote and the new words, where might your own understanding of the world need a little updating? Where could you be a bit more curious?
Good question.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.